Copenhagen Zoo executes dissects young giraffe Marius, feeds his meat to lions to prevent inbreeding. A zoo in Copenhagen killed young giraffe auspiciously to prevent inbreeding. It will be fed to lions. Marius the giraffe is the latest victim of European Union bureaucracy. He was executed with a bolt pistol at between 9:20 or 10 a.m. Copenhagen time this morning. Marius was then dissected so his meat could be used for lion meat meal. All of this was at the auspices of creating biodiversity via a sort of animal eugenics demanded of many European Union zoos, those belonging to European Association of Zoos and Aquaria. A British zoo had offered to take in little Marius and spare his life. European Union animal inbreeding and biodiversity rules, however, were adhered to by the Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark nonetheless. Little Marius is now dead and this afternoon will become meat meal for the local lions. Marius was a beautiful 18-month-old, a year and a half in age. Marius was perfectly healthy. Thousands petitioned online to save little Marius, to no avail. The zoo stated that, as Marius had well-represented genes, that it should not be permitted that he gain adulthood and breed. The zoo rejected neutering the animal as cruel and thought releasing it to the wild to be not a viable prospect. Efforts by a wealthy American with over $1 billion to their estate to buy the animal failed. The Copenhagen Zoo insisted that Marius was not for sale. A Swedish and British zoo were also denied by the Danish institution as they attempted to save the life of the animal. European Association of Zoos and Aquaria have about 300 affiliated zoos. Biodiversity consists of two forms: measure of different species and measure within a species of genetic characteristics. Certain theories of evolution hold that when biodiversity among a population becomes negligible, it is then that mutations occur and when species evolve into new species and forms, the effect of surviving. The same theories would hold that great biodiversity prevents species evolution in any great amount. It would have been very difficult for the giraffe species to gradually evolve a taller neck. The mutation from its prior form could well have been instant. Some estimate that a gradual evolution would have seen early giraffes die due to blood circulation, and that giraffes must be from an instantaneous line of mutation. Many important historical paintings from Europe include giraffes as symbols of wealth and otherworldly exoticism. The giraffe has for centuries excited and fascinated Europeans with their unusual alien long neck. Like African people themselves, often kept in cages for European freak shows, giraffes were once a prized possession in Eurasia. The thought of such an animal being summarily put to death has thus caused considerable outrage, seemingly to the surprise of a Danish zoo, who have nonetheless ended the life of young Marius.